Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Tom Anastasi is here, too. Tom's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, professor of business and leadership at Daniel Webster College and Boston University, and a great friend, Tom Anastasi. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you very, very much.
Good to have you back, as always. And that's Dr. Tom Anastasi, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Tom, one of the things that I am very proud of about my show is that since the beginning, we have talked a lot about the fundamentals, six ways to do this and five ways to do that, while integrating plenty of discussion on strategy. And I believe that small business owners have to be good managers of their business. They've got to watch the fundamentals. They've got to pay attention to the details. They got to watch the pennies so the dollars can take care of themselves. But that's as the manager of their business. But they also have to play the role of CEO, chief executive officer of their business. And that requires an eye and an ear towards strategy, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I think one of the things that you're hitting on is the difference between tactics and strategy. For instance, for tactics, what you do is you're really thinking about, okay, what are we going to do to get through this month? What are we going to do to get through this quarter?
Right.
How are we going to pay the electric bill? And, you know, I've owned small businesses, and those are very important things that you have to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
However, you also have to start thinking about what you're going to be doing 3 to 5 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And that is extremely important. And that's a big business.
That's the CEO's job, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, the person who's in charge of what we used to call the vision thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because growth is still important. Now, big companies really pay attention to growth because they need to because of stockholders. They want to see growth. If you don't grow, your stock's going to go down. Well, small business owners, if they're the only stockholder, don't have all those people breathing down their necks, but still it's just as important to really think about how we're going to grow the business beyond inflation. So if inflation is at 3%, you've got to figure out how we're going to increase sales by 5% over the next several years. And if you don't do that, that's going to be a huge problem because all of a sudden you're going to be in a position where, oh my gosh, why are we not doing well? Because we keep on making a profit. But if your profit isn't going up commensurate with inflation or even a little bit higher, you're going to get stuck. So,
well,
how do you know it?
And also, Tom, years ago, 20, 30 years ago, what you had to look for as a threat or as in terms of threats and opportunities, disruptions and levers. Those things there weren't a lot of them. And as a small business, it wasn't that complicated, and you could pop your head up and look around and do a little strategy, and that would last you for a while. But today, in today's world, the global economy with the internet, with the virtual marketplace being so dominant and dominating right now, and all the different things that are happening where disruptions are coming from quarters that you didn't even know existed before, you've got to spend more time with your head out of the trenches, outside your four walls, looking at this, don't you? Looking down the road, looking ahead.
You do, and that's where cash management rears its ugly head once more.
Right.
Because you sit there and say, okay, well, in 3 to 5 years, we want to open another location, or we want to expand our product line, or we want to get into a whole different business. Okay, well, okay, that's great.
Or we want to have a full functioning e-commerce capability.
Right.
Or we want to have a well-developed publishing division that where people can read about what we think, where our company can become a thought leader, not just a seller of products. That's strategy.
Exactly, exactly. And so you have to sit there and say, okay, how much is it going to cost that we need to get that either through credit or through cash,
mm-hmm.
or most often a combination of the two,
mm-hmm.
and then you really start talking to all the stakeholders beforehand. So, you know, for instance, maybe it's time to sit there and issue some stock. Maybe it's time to get a partner. Maybe it's time to do all the things you need to do to expand, but these take a long time. But mm-hmm. if you take the 2 or 3 years you need to get these done correctly, it's going to be a much better, well-thought-out process.
Right, absolutely. So the challenge for most small business owners is I believe that if they will budget the time and do it with intention and with conviction, I believe with just a few steps that they can take that we can talk about, that they can become good CEOs. The problem is they get so caught up in the daily grind that they literally believe that they can't break out of that and devote a whole day or a weekend or whatever to out of the office because they're so afraid. Well, it's what somebody once said, they're so busy working in their business, they don't make the time to work on their business.
Right. Right. And that's only natural.
That's a death spiral these days, isn't it, if you get into that?
It is, but, you know, it makes sense because you sit there, you say, okay, on Friday what I'm going to do is I'm going to really spend all day thinking about strategy. And then a customer calls, a delivery doesn't come in, the employee calls in sick or whatever. And so what happens is those days go away, but then that happens every day because small business owners, to get 8 hours where nothing is expected of them is very
right.
difficult. But it can be done. It can't mm-hmm. be done, and that's
well.
It,
but that's where I come back to. You've got to say, okay, I'm going to play the role of the CEO because it's my job. Nobody else can do this. Other people can do other things. I'm going to do this. I'm going to budget the time. I'm going to budget the venue. I'm going to, maybe it's an association with a national trade organization convention that you go to. Whatever it may be, we'll come back after these messages. Tom is going to help us. Get you a little more regimented, a little more organized, so that you can become a little bit more of a CEO of your small business. Folks, this is essential for you. Tom, give us your website quickly, please.
Oh, TomAnastasi.com.
Check it out, folks. The book is called The Successful Entrepreneur. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.